Hey, is it Dave?
Yes, speaking.
Yeah, this is Roger. By any chance, you're in front of your computer right now?
I am.
All right, can you try it now?
I will try it now.
Yeah, try it. And try sending an email to Sammy Jones, and we'll see if that will work.
Hello?
I'm here with you.
Yeah. So after going through Outlook settings, adding Dave at Primacy SI, it says we're getting things ready. Then it pops up with username and password for the following server. Do I
Do
need
you?
to clear any cache or anything on my laptop?
No, that's not needed. Well, do you have any disk in your computer or
Yeah, I've
Zoom?
got an Outlook client.
All right. Hold on for a second. Let me check. Well, can you hear me?
Hold on, I'm trying something. Yep, I'm just
All right.
trying.
Try
It's
it.
just restarted, so I'm trying it again because I think it's. Okay, is this Microsoft Exchange or is it a POP or IMAP? I'm going through Outlook at the
Upsetting,
moment.
IMAP setting. See, if you'll take a look, I have shared IMAP, right? POP and port. You're supposed to
I
update
see
that
that,
all.
yeah.
All right. Like where you click on your account, like there is an option to add an account. When you will add the account, there will be an option to,
The thing
configure
is
your
that
account.
when I'm clicking on once I put in the password and it's going to configure, it comes back and it says enter your username and password for the following server, and that server name is saying pop.gmail.com for username Dave at. So that is pop.gmail is the old server. You guys gave separate ones which I'd already inputted, but it's coming up with these new ones. Let me just check this again.
All right, try that again. Let me know if that would work. Otherwise, what we can do is like we'll take the SSU screen and I myself will try updating it for you. And then let's see what's the problem there. Maybe you might not be able to update the right information. Maybe. I'm not sure. If you want, I can guide you with the steps. Like there, if you could open the option to add account, and after that, I'll take you further from there, if you want.
Okay, let's do that because every time it's actually coming up with the Primacy SI mail server, but when I click, it says something went wrong.
All right.
I
Something
all
went
right.
wrong. That's the issue. All right, let's do this. You try it. Open up the option, like where do you have the option to add an account? All right.
Yep.
And once you add the account, you're supposed to enter your name and then this email password and retype it. All right.
Okay, so on this one, it comes up. It says add new account, and it gives you the option to type in what the email address will be, which is dave.pat. There's a let me set up my account manually, which is what we need to do.
Manual setup, yeah. Try setting it up manually. And
Press that, and then it comes up and it says advanced setup, and it gives you options for Microsoft 365, Outlook.com,
Pop and IMAP.
Exchange.
Find for Pop and IMAP setting. Do you see Pop and
Yeah,
IMAP setting? All
there's,
right, click
yep.
on it. Click on it.
Yep,
All right. All right,
so
now fill up
that's
the
what I
form.
have been doing.
Your name, Dave Patrick, your email,
Well,
David.
it comes up saying pop account settings.
All right. Account setting, and then either do you see an option to fill up the form, like to input the data, to input the information, anything like that?
Yes, just hold on one sec, please.
All right. Try filling it and let me know.
You see, it's coming back, and once I've put in the password, it's coming back saying enter your username and password for the following server, and it's saying pop.gmail.com, which is the old server, not the new server. The new server is primacysi.smt.
Well, now you need to tell me when you came onto this POP and IMAP account setting, what information did you updated there? Like it's just your name or email, or it did allowed you to update the POP setting as well?
Okay. It's one
Incoming
sec. It
server,
does.
outgoing server, that is supposed to be updated.
Correct. And give me one sec. I'm just going back in to check that.
All right, Dave, let's do this. Let's not get into that kind of a hassle. Let me guide you. Let's, do it through a screen share, and I will do it on your computer. I'll take the assist, and I'll do it. So if you could open a new browser, a new tab, and type down any disk. It's a remote disk software. I'll spell it to you once you open up the browser.
Sure, give me one sec. Yeah, I'm changing all of those settings were changed for the SMTP and everything, and it still comes back and says something went wrong. So let's go and follow your next routes. All right, give me those details again, please, to screen share. Hello?
Can you hear me now? Am I audible to you?
I can hear you now.
All
Yep.
right, it's anydesk.com. ANYDESK.com.
Okay.
Let me know
And
once you are on the website.
I'm on the website. Do I download or?
Yeah, click on
I'm on the
download.
website.
Yeah, click on download. Download now. All right, at the bottom of your screen, do you see a .exe file getting downloaded?
Yep.
All right, click on that. If once it gets downloaded, just launch that. Done?
Okay, so your address is
Yeah. 274.
374-976.
374-976.
Nine two nine.
929. All right, I'm gonna send an invitation. Just accept that. I believe. All right, are you using an iOS or a Windows?
Windows.
All right, perfect then. It will work. All right, can you click on disconnect? All right, hold on for a second. There was a problem with the server, I guess. Hold on for a second. All right, I've sent the invitation again. Accept that. Yeah, did you get the invitation? All right, can you see it? All right. Minimize. Hold on for a second. All right, I guess this is your screen. Minimize it. All right, now can you just open up that account for me directly? Your area where they're supposed to update, add the account, like your Outlook.
Okay. I'm going to close Outlook.
All right.
And
now,
restart it again.
No need to do that. Now I'm going to take the access.
Okay.
All right. And I'll
okay.
update that for you. Just stay connected and keep
okay.
watching, right? I will be talking to my technical guy as well. He's here with me. I'm going to put you on hold, all right?
I've got a feeling that password's not right, but
Let's see.
Sure.
You watching it?
I'm watching. Nope. Drop down.
Yeah. All right. You're not supposed to, touch the
that's,
cursor or yeah.
That's,
you
that's the wrong. You're going into the wrong. It's not Dave.pat, mate.
See, where we are working, where we are inputting the information. This is where you're supposed to input the information. You're not going into the wrong place. Keep watching it. It's for incoming mail. Then outgoing mail.
Mate,
once that
you've got dave.pat@live.com. That's not the email address.
See, it's mail.primacysi. That is for the server itself, all right? So just keep
okay,
watching.
Roger. Can you look up where it says IMAP account settings for dave.pat@live.com?
Can you put the cursor there? Can you point the cursor there or, like, open that up? All right, I can see that. I can
okay.
see that. So this is the wrong email. This
Yes,
is the wrong email,
that's what
right?
I'm saying to you.
All right, sorry about that. I did not notice, and the guy did not.
No,
hear
but I'm. Yeah.
All right, hold on for a second. Hold on for
okay.
a second. Hold
can
on.
Just,
yeah.
Here we go.
All
right,
perfect.
There you go. You may want to click in advanced options so that you can change settings. Nope, you've just run through it again.
Hold on, this guy is taking care of it. Let him do his job, and if there would be thing anything asked from you, I'll let you know. Something went wrong, but this is what's happening when you would try doing it. I got it. Let's see. Okay. It is getting redirected. We're looking into it. Let me fix it.
Guys, if you click on POP, not IMAP, click on POP.
Well, we think it's kind of a G Suite thing that is supposed to be done through G Suite. Let me
Okay.
yeah, let me take a look. We'd be having a discussion. You stay here, we are on your screen.
Okay.
Well, we have the senior technical lead now. He's taking care of this, and you keep watching it, all right? Hey, Dave, you're not supposed to, touch your cursor. If you see the email account is added now, right? The account is there. Let us update the send and receive.
Yeah, I don't.
All right, you got the emails, right? Let us test one. We're gonna be testing one. Let us run the test email.
Hold on, before you send it to my personal email also.
Hold on. You can add your email. All right, let me help
Yeah,
you add the email. You can add it in
it
CC.
doesn't look as if it's not actually configured, mate. It's not actually configured.
Yeah, it's not actually configured. Hold on.
That's just my data that's in there.
Hold on, we're trying it.
But
as per the consultant, he told us that it is redirecting to G Suite, and it's not, updated from their end. So give me around 20 to 25 minutes more, all right? And we'll get back to you with the update. We'll check it from that server, like if it moved from to our server or not, all right? Is that okay with
Okay,
you?
so listen, I've got a meeting in 10 minutes, and you're gonna have to call me back at 2 o'clock my time, which is Pacific
All
Standard
right,
Time.
I'll have, Sam text you, and you can, just have him updated whenever you're available, and then I'll call you. All right?
Right, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. You can call me back at 2 o'clock today.
2 o'clock. All right. Hold on for a second.
Yeah.
Do you have an agency to use the emails? Like, do you want to use the emails? Like, if instantly you want to check it, let me open up your email here. You can access your emails from here for now. However, later down the road, as we will get back to you in the next 45 minutes, we will configure it to your, you know, Outlook account. But for now, you can have the access to email. So let me just open up your email. Keep watching.
You missed that eye.
I can see that you have a meeting in 10 minutes. I'll take just a minute and let you go. All right, I'm going to let you go now, all right, because I see that there is another problem as well, so I'm going to sort this out. For
what's
now,
the other problem?
The other problem is like there is a cache that's saved on your computer. Maybe it's not loading your previous, the new website. I wouldn't like you to disconnect, so I will leave this screen. Click on disconnect. Can you see this? Perfect. Now we are no more connected. I'm going to let you go now. You attend your meeting, and I'll get back to you within, like, next 30 minutes, all right?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'll speak to you at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock,
yeah.
Please.
Perfect. I'll call you at 2 o'clock my time. Bye.
Thank you.